Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Atop our state's tallest building was a restaurant and social club, but soon the 25th floor of the Capital Center office building at 1201 Main Street in Columbia will be office and event space for one of our state's charter school districts. Cameron Runyon is CEO and superintendent of the Charter Institute at Erskine, and we have him on the phone. Cameron, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Great to be with you.
So tell us about the Institute.
We are a statewide network of public charter schools. That means tuition-free for families and children, covering the entire state of South Carolina. We are the largest such entity in the state of South Carolina. We currently have 26 schools with about 30,000 students, covering every zip code across the state of South Carolina, and we're growing pretty quickly. We have about another 50,000 students planned to join us in the next 4 to 5 years.
And this is a collaboration or initiated by Erskine College here in our state?
It is a partnership with historic Erskine College up in Abbeville County, yes.
There are charter schools, as you mentioned, all over the state. What is unique about yours?
Our charter schools tend to have three core tenets that you'll find in all of our charter schools, and that is, number one, respect and support for what we would consider to be very traditional American values. Two would be they teach respect and understanding for our American history and our institutions. And three, they produce excellence in academics and extracurricular activities.
And for our listeners unaware, how is a charter school different from a normal public school?
So a charter school is a public school. There is no tuition to attend it. However, it is a school option for families. There's not compulsory attendance. And so a charter school is given a lot more freedom to structure how their programs may look. They can have differing discipline codes. Our students typically wear uniforms. We may follow a different curriculum, and we do all of those things. However, we are judged by the same standards as a traditional public school. In other words, we have to take the same tests. We get the same state report cards. We're under the same level of scrutiny that they are. And then on top of all of that, we have to perform as good or better than our local district counterparts, and we have to do it on about half the funding that they receive.
All right, now tell us about this latest announcement, moving into the top floor of the tallest building in our state.
Yes, well, we're only in our seventh year of operation, if you can believe that, because there's such a demand from parents and children for charter schools. We've become one of the fastest growing school districts in the entire country and the fastest in the state of South Carolina. And so to administer this statewide network of schools, we've needed more office space. We are in the Truist building across from the State House and have been since we started back in 2018, and we've continued to expand our footprint on the third floor. However, we've outgrown the third floor now, and we could not expand anymore because the Attorney General's office has the other half. And so the landlord made available the 25th floor because their tenant, the Capital City Club, was vacating. And we took advantage of it because it's a good fit for us. And because of what we do, we need large spaces like a ballroom, like big meeting rooms. And that meant that we could preserve some of the history and the usability of what was the Capital City Club and make that resource available once again for the people of South Carolina.
Talk about the challenges that charter schools face here in our state. I'm going to guess that teacher shortage is the same situation with you as with traditional public schools?
We don't see quite as much of an impact of the teacher shortage, I think, largely because in a charter school, there tends to be a quality of life component that is very attractive to teachers. That doesn't mean we don't have our challenges with that. We aren't typically able to pay quite as much as a traditional district might pay for a teacher, so we certainly deal with those things. One of the other things that we deal with is that you only receive money at a charter school if there's a student in your building. You receive per student. So that means that if you're going to build a building, you have to pay for that building out of the students that are in the building. And unlike a traditional district that would go issue bonds and then build their facilities. So facilities is something that we have to be very diligent about as well. So we just do a lot more with a lot less, and we have to do it as good or better than our counterparts.
Well, Cameron, thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing this information.
Yes. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Cameron Runyon is CEO and superintendent of the Charter Institute at Erskine. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.